My name's Sunita Patani. I am a psychotherapist and author based in London. I am also very much interested in treating trauma. So trauma is really my thing. How do people process trauma, the effects that trauma have on people, PTSD, dissociative disorders. So that's really where my interest is. I've chosen this profession because I'm very interested in the way that people process trauma and how to turn trauma around. When I first started training as a psychotherapist and when I actually first got into the profession, what I recognized was that a lot of the traditional techniques that I was taught weren't actually working too well with people. And so I started to question why. And that's really when I started to learn about the effects that trauma has on not only the mind, but also the body, the fact that we carry trauma in the body. And so when I started to actually research how to overcome this, the information was astonishing. And I don't think there's enough people that actually specialize in trauma, which is predominantly why I'm in this field. What I would say is that, first of all, every person out there is different. That's the first thing that I will say. And how different people respond to things in very, very different ways. So the key thing that I would say with people is it doesn't matter how much trauma you've actually been through, okay? So for example, I've worked with lots of people with drug and alcohol abuse, and many of them have been in really, really, really bad places where they feel like they can't turn things around. But what's really important for people to recognize is that this isn't a random occurrence. There are reasons for why people do things. And yes, it does take perseverance in some cases, it does take patience, but you've got to understand how the conscious and the subconscious mind works. You've got to understand that there's a reason for why you're doing what you're doing. And you've got to understand that your behavior is a manifestation of unresolved stuff that's going on inside of you. To explain more about what happens, between the ages of 0 to 6 is really when our subconscious mind is beginning to form. This is really where a lot of our belief systems come from. So the key thing you've got to recognize is you are living your life. Your life is a product of your belief systems. This is what you've got to understand. So the questions you've got to start asking yourself is, why is it that I do what I do? And there are numerous answers to this. So, you know, let's just have a look at the subconscious mind for a moment. The subconscious mind is like a massive database, and it stores absolutely everything from the moment that you're born, from the moment of conception, okay? And it stores it. Now, what you've also got to understand is that the subconscious mind is designed to keep you alive. So any threat that it perceives, it will try to overcome that threat in whichever way it sees fit. And that's not necessarily the right thing for you all the time. So, for example, let's say that you have an experience where you are walking down the street and you are suddenly mugged by somebody who is wearing a red t-shirt, and, you know, a particular height, a particular age, a particular profile. There are things happening in the environment, cars are driving by, it's a number of things going on. So you have the experience, you know, over a few weeks, you think you've recovered from it, and then a couple months down the line, you're out shopping, and somebody, without you realizing, somebody with a red t-shirt passes you, something is triggered within your brain, and literally it can send you into a state of panic or anxiety. So quite often when I work with people with panic and anxiety issues, one of the things they often say is they can't understand where it's coming from. It's because an aspect of their brain has remembered what they've experienced in the past, and therefore it's setting off a trigger to set off the panic and anxiety. Now, similarly, our relationships with people also play a role. So if you've grown up in a family where you've been treated a certain way by your parents or your siblings or friends or teachers, what happens is when you have that experience, you form a particular belief or you form a particular decision. And then you run the rest of your programs from the belief or decision that you've made. There are a number of ways that you can go in and unravel beliefs. Usually what happens is I will speak to somebody looking at their manifesting issue first. So if somebody comes in with, let's say, a drug issue, I will use that as an entry point, and then I will begin to unravel, when did the drug taking start? What happened around that time? What was happening in your life? What was your experience? How were you feeling? Once I've got an idea as to where it's come from, why it's happening, then what I do is I use a certain number of techniques, some of them based in energy psychology, and it's actually possible to reprogram the brain so that you no longer have the emotional charge of where that thing started in the first place. Let's take a panic attack. And let's say the panic attack did start as the result of a mugging. It is possible to actually bring up the memory of the mugging happening, and through a certain procedure, it is actually possible to reverse that so that although you can remember it, it no longer affects you emotionally. The problem comes when it affects you emotionally, because that's what sets off the panic. It's the physiological response that you're having that you're interpreting as a panic attack. So it's actually possible to reverse that so the brain no longer gets triggered because of the number of steps that you go through in order to reverse that.